Shalom, this is Billy Brim from Jerusalem. It's 4 o'clock in the afternoon here, and I am so pleased that I'll be able to report to the prayer Jerusalem prayer breakfast that we had 42 states praying together, and we have Brisbane, Australia, and I heard Canada, and I'm not sure everywhere else. But oh, what a day this has been. I'm here as a part of the founding circle of the Jerusalem Prayer Breakfast. It is the first one. It is organized by a member of the Knesset, Mr. Ilya Tov. He and another man, Mr. Albert Wexler, had it on their hearts that there should be a united Jerusalem Prayer Breakfast. Oh, we have about 58 countries represented in a little more than 500 people. And Michael Little, at the end of our official prayer breakfast this morning, he said, and what I had in my heart, we have really had a prayer breakfast. Sometimes you go to these events, and one person gets up, and another person gets up and speaks, but we had a prayer breakfast. They had it so that several of us were given 30 seconds to pray. And I was one of those. And you from Detroit, you might like to know that Brother Keith Butler was one of those. And we, I don't know, the Spirit of God just started. They had scriptures read at first by some political people. And I was so glad to see that we had parliamentarians from the European Union who are totally given to the Lord. We have a man here from South Africa, and South Africa has been in the camp of the Palestinians, but this one man stands so strong, and even he was told he's a member of the parliament. I happened to meet him at a falafel stand in the north as we had gone to with our tour to Mount Carmel. And we met him there and got down here and found out just what a man he is, what a leader he is. And he stands strong as one of the only black parliamentarians from South Africa who is so pro-Israel. But as we go back to the prayer breakfast that we had this morning, one after another read a scripture as they were asked to do. One after another led a prayer as they were asked to do. We had beautiful music. We had an address by Billy Wilson, president of ORU. We had an address by the former ambassador to the United States, Michael Oren. And we had prayer by Michelle Bachman. Michelle Bachman got up there. Oh, you people in Minnesota, you need to elect her again. She had the keynote address. But rather than have a keynote address, she started praying. And she led us in a prayer for the whole amount of time that she was given to pray. Michelle had, of course, you know, she was a member of our Congress, but she had graduated from ORU, and she had lived in the kibbutz here. She really gets it. Now, we have Jews there from the parliament. We have leaders there. We have these Christian leaders there. She led us in a prayer. And immediately the God of heaven rained down and wrapped us up in his anointing. It was exactly 50 years ago, this very day, yesterday, today, that they got back Jerusalem, that it was united. And oh, the prayer that God gave. It was so marvelous. You take more than 500 people from 58 countries, and they're praying in unity. And I said to Michelle and some of the others as we finished, whatever reason God brought us here for, he brought those Jews back home, and he brought us here. And whatever reason he brought us here for, he got it. He asked us to give him no silence. In Isaiah chapter 62, you know, we pray that often. Give him no silence till he establishes, till he makes Jerusalem a praise in the earth. And as we prayed, we gave him no silence. And I know he can do something big, and he will do something big. And it counts that these people came from all those places. It counts. And he will work with those prayers. You and I know and it was quoted from the platform today, that God can do nothing except a man ask him, a man on this earth. But I want you to know he's got people everywhere. The European Union, it's a dark place, Brussels. I spoke to these parliamentarians, and I told them, because I've gone so many times to Brussels, they all agreed it is a dark place. But did you know that God has his people as parliamentarians in the European Union Parliament? And there's not many of them, they told me, but they meet every Tuesday morning for prayer. Isn't that marvelous? God has his people everywhere. I wanted to read you a couple of items from the Jerusalem Post today. The big headline is this. Haley tells UNRHC, HRC, end your anti-Israel bias or we'll quit. The U.S. ambassador to the world body here today. A quote, now this is the article, head article for the Jerusalem Post. America may leave the United Nations Human Rights Council unless it stops its chronic anti-Israel bias. U.S. Ambassador to the UN, Nikki Haley, threatened on Tuesday, hours before leaving for Israel for a three-day visit. The United States is increasingly suspicious that the UNHRC, quote, is not a good investment of our time, money, and national prestige, Haley said in an evening speech to the Graduate Institute in Geneva, quote, if the Human Rights Council is going to be an organization we entrust to protect and promote human rights, it must change. If it fails to change, then we must pursue the advancement of human rights outside of the council. That makes big news here in Israel. I want to read you another article. The J Post poll shows Israeli support for Trump grows. Results suggest delay in moving of embassy hasn't hurt approval rating. Israeli support for President Donald Trump has risen since his visit last month, suggesting his signer of a waiver has had little impact on his popularity. The survey was taken on Sunday, 3 days after Trump broke a campaign promise to swiftly move the capital to Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. But he has impressed the public by becoming the first sitting U.S. president to visit the Western Wall and giving emotional speeches about Israel and the Jewish people at the Israel Museum and the Yad Vashem Holocaust Memorial. When asked if Trump administration was more pro-Israel or more pro-Palestinian or neutral, 61% of the Jewish respondents said it is more pro-Israel. 3% said he is more pro-Palestinian. 22% said neutral. 14% said they had no opinion or did not know. So right now in Israel, we see signs that probably were erected before he got here, but signs praising our president and thanking him. So right now, as we had our prayer service today, it very much came out that we were praying for the nations, that we were praying not only for the peace of Jerusalem, and thanking God that 50 years ago today, he actually united after 2,000 years this city. As we prayed today and thanked him, it came out, too, that this is a time of the judgment of the nations. And the nations that we represented, think of it, 58 nations. They think there are more, but they're absolutely sure that we have 58 here. It was so amazing. Mukaile Mudreglagi, near the end, he prayed. He was from Fiji, and he prayed in a loud voice and addressed the Lord as your majesty and as the king. And he prayed, we are here from the ends of the earth. You know how Jesus said to them, when he told them to go to Jerusalem and wait for the promise of the Spirit. And then he told them the Spirit of the Lord would come on them and they would have power. The Holy Ghost would come on them to have power to minister in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and the uttermost part of the earth. So he was here standing in Jerusalem with all these nations saying, we're here, Lord, from the uttermost part of the earth. There were people here from New Zealand and Australia. I know Australia signed on this call today, from Sydney and Brisbane. And there they were. And the word of God is true.
We all saw how he had called us here and how this is a place of prayer for all nations. And it was so thrilling to sit there knowing that Jesus' very words had come to pass. And here was this man. He was near the end. He was the next to the last man who prayed. And he was saying, "We're here, Lord. We're here from the uttermost part of the earth, just like you said we would be." Oh, how thrilling. When you announced yourselves today, and I had this phone like on a speaker, and your voice, as you announced from Berryville, Arkansas, or the Bronx, or Daytona Beach, Florida, or all of the places, Maine and Vermont and California, all of you who got up early there in Washington and Oregon and Idaho and Wyoming, and oh, Arizona, all of you, your voices were heard right here in Jerusalem. And so I want you, as we pray today together, to be a part of what's happening here in this city. I'm going to go back and report to the prayer people here of this Congress that we had 42 states. And maybe we had more, and I missed them somehow when a lot of you come on at the same time. But, oh, Heavenly Father, here we are. We, too, are representative. We, too, are representative of our nation, the United States, 42 of us, at least nation, at least states, and the others who have signed on, dear Father. You see us as representative. I've long known on this call that what counts is that we represent our state. We represent our country. We, Father, are in that third group. We are those that are in the body of Christ. He is our head, and we are his body. But, Lord, somehow you have sent us as ambassadors to nations, our nation. We are ambassadors to our state. And each of us want to lift up our nation right now. I want to lift up the United States of America. I want to lift up my president, President Donald John Trump. I want to lift up our vice president, Michael Pence. I want to lift up our State Department, Lord. I want to ask you to clean it out. I want you to clean out, Father, those who would reveal things in the White House that should not be revealed. Those who would, as we have seen of a recent date, would have a vendetta against our country, against our leaders. Lord, I want to ask you to remove them and to put in their places people who really can have a security rating, who really can be trusted, Father. Holy One, I want to thank you, first of all, for your great plan of redemption, which you planned and sent the Lord Jesus Christ to consummate. I want to thank you, Heavenly Holy Father, that our president came here, and we prayed. These people on this line prayed, Lord, and you kept him. You watched over him and his entourage, and you kept them safe. And, Father, in the heart of the Israelis, America now has a place of honor, and a place of feeling that America is with them. And, oh, Father, we thank you for the place that you have given the Christians, those who love Israel. You have given us a place that they are recognizing, even though the history under the sign of the cross, Father, has been so bad and so evil, as Satan has entered in people. And under the signs that were recognizing Christianity moved in people that were not really believers. They couldn't have been. For you wrote in your holy word in 1 Corinthians 10:32, you are not to even offend a Jew or a Gentile or a member of the body of Christ. Dearest Lord, we thank you for the mending that we see you doing. We thank you, Holy Father. And Lord, how we do praise you that 50 years ago today, you brought about your word when those soldiers, those members of the IDF, those paratroopers, Father, who were here in Jerusalem fighting here, they had no idea that you were about to bring into their hands the Temple Mount, the wall. Oh, Father, we thank you for it. We thank you for it. And how that you have allowed us, those on this call, to thank you together, to come up together and thank you. Dearest, dearest Lord, you have great and holy and wonderful plans. And you have said through the prophet Isaiah, chapter 62, verse 6, I have set watchmen upon thy walls, O Jerusalem. We, right now on this prayer call, each one of us is a watchman that you call to love and pray for Israel. And that's why we're on this call, and to pray for Jerusalem. You have said that we shall never hold our peace day or night. And you that are the Lord's remembrancers, keep not silence. We remind you of your plan, Lord. That's what you want us to do. You want us to speak into this earth your plan, your purpose, as much as we understand it, Lord. We do know that it is to bless Israel. In that same passage, and that prophet said, give him no silence till he establish and till he makes Jerusalem a praise in the earth. Therefore, we know that your plan, Lord, your plan and your purpose is to establish this city where I'm sitting right now, and where these people have come to pray, and where these people have called to pray. You desire to make it a praise in the earth. There are many who are cursing it. But we know, Father, that they'll be cursed. We would lift them up. We would pray, Father, like I know you are. I know you're giving visions. I know you're giving dreams to individual people in the Islamic world. And we ask you, Father, to reveal yourself to them. We see, Father, that prophecy is moving so fast, and that according to Ezekiel chapter 38, the players are on the stage. Gog, through Magog, through Meshach, through Tobolsk, through Turkey, through all Persia, Iran. We see them. They're all there. Damascus. Oh, Lord. Oh, Father. In the name above all names, help us, Isonda, not to vacate our place, so that you can, our place of prayer, so that you can, like you said in verse 8, the Lord has sworn by his right hand and by the arm of his strength. You have sworn, Father, that you will make Jerusalem a praise in the earth. You have sworn, Father, that you will bring about glory over this city, that it will, oh, hallelujah, in the great kingdom come upon the earth. It will have a magnifical place, and the nations will come into it. Father, we're just but a precursor of that, when in that 1,000 years they'll come up and they'll honor you. And the Torah will go forth, the word will go forth out of this city. Your plan, we see it, Lord. You told us to watch the fig tree. We're watching it, Lord. We're watching it right now. And you told us that if we watch it, we'll know when you're coming. And right now, we know you're coming soon. I just want to thank you for any little part in it that you have let us have. Praise your name for it. Praise your name for it. I was so blessed today the man who, Mr. Vexler, who is the second one organizing this group, this prayer group. I came to Estonia in 1982 and 1988, and those were in the KGB days. And I came to a church there, and he interpreted for me in the underground church. Everything had to be underground. His pastors came to me today, and the pastor's wife said, I still remember the word you gave. And the pastor told me that they were under such persecution at that time. They had arrested the pastor before him. They were trying to kill him. And he said, no, we're free. We're free to preach the gospel in Estonia. And I told you about the man from South Africa who is standing so strong as a parliamentarian, black parliamentarian, because during the wars, even he told me Nelson Mandela's lawyers were Jewish, but Yasser Arafat somehow convinced the people of South Africa that the Palestinians were pro for the black people and that the Jews are pro for the white people in South Africa. And he said, I say to them, you know we were taught better than this. You know we were taught to bless Israel. And a lot of them know it was a mistake, but they did make what he called covenants with the Palestinian people. So now he stands up and has to be brave to stand up for Israel in his parliament. He was even warned not to come over here. But he said, that's what they told us in apartheid. You can't go here. You can't go there. There are people here today at this very meeting who have to stand up because in the European Union, for instance, it's Palestinian, and we're not against the Palestinian people. We had here Brother Naeem Curry, who pastors a church and has long pastored a church in Bethlehem. They're constantly, maybe you know his son Stephen Curry. I think we'll have him this year at our autumn assembly. And their lives are just on the line. His brother was beaten to death because he stood up for the Jews. So, praise the Lord. We have our plates full to pray. We are so glad to be united. There's something you can get in united prayer that you can't get otherwise. And the Lord, oh, how I do thank you. How I do thank you, Father, for every person who's calling in today. Oh, Ramasitla Dondele Bahasata. May they know the blessing for blessing Israel. May they know, Father, some financial blessings. I ask you for that. Some physical blessing. Some blessing in their family, their home. And that you would make it known to them, this is coming because you're blessing Israel. It is written in your word, Father, that those who bless Israel, you will bless. And so I thank you for that. I thank you for praying, dear friends, for this tour that we're having. 80 people we have here, and on our 80 people, among them we have a family from Singapore. We have two ladies from South Africa. We have a lady here from Australia, as well as from all across the United States. We sense your prayers as we go about. We sense it in the things that we see happening. I've had to take a couple of days off from them, but I will be back with them tomorrow. And I will tell them how many of ye joined in prayer today. In this prayer, thanking God for uniting Jerusalem. I want to invite you to come to a couple of things. One of them is Christians United for Israel in July. You can go online, CUFI, and you can register. There's a special way now. I think you can register for $75. I don't have it right here before me, but you can find out about it online. And we are going to have Michael Pence as our keynote speaker. I can announce it now. He definitely will be with us, Vice President Michael Pence. So you'll want to be there on the night that we honor Israel. I think it's July 17th, 18th, like that. And then we are going to have an Authority of the Believers conference in Delaware. You can go online and find out all about that. And we're going to meet out on the mall on the 20th of August. I'm talking about in August now. On the 20th of August, we're going to meet out on the Washington Mall, and there we're going to be taking our authority. We're going to be doing some ruling and reigning in the heavenlies. Congress is not in session at that time, but it's not Congress that we're going there to deal with. CUFI, Christians United for Israel, will be dealing with Congress. We will go visit every one of our senators, every one of our congressmen, and we will be encouraging the stand with Israel. But what we'll be doing on August 20th is we're going to be dealing with the heavenlies over Washington, D.C. You and I know how to do that. If you don't know how to do that, we've got a book, just a little book, called Authority of the Believer and How to Use It. You can have that for $2 plus postage. Now, I don't have in front of me the number to call, but you can go online to billybrim.org and you can find out the number to call to get that book. I don't have exactly everything in front of me here in Jerusalem. We're going to be meeting again tonight in this prayer breakfast, so we just thank you for holding us up. Thank you for joining us in prayer. It's real prayer. I was so glad to find out that it was real prayer that we were doing. And that's what happens to me. Every time I come on this Wednesday prayer call, it's real. You're real prayers. And your prayers count. Let us pray. Frondeso makaladicho eliasata dononiete kafortisha nanyun in nombre and befrata shota halitata. Mika ir hase. Mika ir hase. Ha ir atika. Ha ir kodesh. O ratalatinya. Vrosele makalata. Bo balatinya. Bo meriatanya. Bo kakalatinya. Bo hefrano. Bo hishano. Bo makaladinjo da. And frerianata. And prayer, you Natalitone, Nicola Brate, Shushanon, Nicola Laila, Evratolatin, and Honora Dalati, Ecalacalator, Dara Talitania, Tania. Blessed art thou, O Lord God, King of the universe, who has more than 800 times mention Jerusalem in the Bible. We stand on this day so holy, remarking Rasta the Makanda, marking such a holy action that took place here. We stand for every promise of God. We remind you of them, Lord. We remind you of them, Father. We are the Lord's remembrancers, and we know that that means, doesn't mean you forgot them. That means that we speak them, and then you remember them to their end, to their purpose, when Jerusalem will be a praise in the earth. Todarabah Adonai. Thank you, Lord. 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 We stand against those evil powers that would come against our nation. Rasta Makaya Nikolata, the United States of America. We plead the precious blood of the Lamb, and we say to you, you will not have your way. You will not. In the name above all names, the name of Yahweh Yeshua, we come against you. In every home represented on this phone call, you are reigned, ruled, and reigned against every day. You will not act up in their cities, in their towns, in their states. We know our authority. We know that we've been translated out of the kingdom of darkness and into the kingdom of the light. We know that he told us, they which have received abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign in life as kings through one, Yeshua, HaMashiach. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for that. And we do reign against you. You'll have no sway in these lives as they're up early in the morning. You'll have no sway over their day. Each one of them under the blood on the path that God has for their lives, which will end at the throne of God and give God glory forever. In the name above all names. Amen and amen. And to all of you dear, dear friends, I say, Shalom, shalom, in the fullness of its meaning, may you have complete wholeness in your life today. I bless you from Yerushalayim. Amen and amen.